What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, March 6, 2018. Getting into the week here, we've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And Mike, as always, is in the control room and hovering over that telephone, waiting to swoop on down, answer your call, and put you on the air with your comments and questions. Let's start off with the gun control push, because there's a lot of things happening with that. And again, we have seen this before. Every time there's one of these staged shootings followed by demands that we ban all guns because of the crazy act of one or two individuals who may have been out of their heads on prescription psychiatric medication, membership in the NRA goes up, gun buying goes up, and it is really amazing this time. The NRA was attacked. Some of their supporters, their corporate links were severed under pressure from the left. It all backfired. They've gained 500,000 new members. That's a lot of members. It's shattered all previous membership records. Everybody understands what's going on. This isn't about safety. This is about dictatorship versus freedom. Now, Switzerland has a very high rate of gun ownership, but it doesn't have mass shootings. And Business Insider took a look and found out that basically they start the gun culture with the children, which is exactly the system that I was raised with. And they every year they have a shooting contest for kids age 13 to 17, for boys and teenage girls. Girls have been allowed to compete since 1991. And they're basically using Swiss Army service rifles. And they're taught how to shoot, and they're taught how to do gun safety, and there are no restrictions on any of this stuff. And they don't have the mass shootings. They also don't have the problem with the prescription psychiatric medication. Now, there's a video. We just put it up at whatreallyhappened.com, and you might want to take a look at it, because I imagine it's going to vanish in the bit bucket of YouTube very soon. But this has to do with Nick Freitas, and he is basically a delegate member in the Virginia House of Delegates. He's running for the Senate up against Tim Paine, and he just did this amazing video. It runs about 7 minutes, just totally demolishing the left on gun control. And the points that he made were legitimate. Every time more gun restrictions are placed on the public, crime goes up. So the Democrats are out there saying, give us your guns, you will have a much safer life. And they can't deliver on that promise. Nobody's ever delivered on that promise. And Nick talks about all these cities in the United States, like Chicago and Washington, D.C., that have very strict gun laws and also happen to have the highest rates of gun violence. At no time in history has a gun ban resulted in a lower crime rate. Encouraging gun ownership lowers crime rate. Kennesaw, Georgia, some years ago, they passed a city ordinance. Every house had to have a gun. And crime dropped by 80%. And then Nick goes on to basically talk about the tactics used by the Democrats. And Nick is saying, let's have a fair and honest debate on gun safety, school safety, and the Second Amendment, but let's base it on facts. But because the facts are working against the gun grabbers, the Democrats are accusing anybody defending the Second Amendment of being Nazis and segregationists. And Nick put them in their place by reminding them that it was the Democratic Party that supported the KKK and segregation. Now, a lot of other people are coming on out and saying there is a value to allowing law-abiding citizens to have guns. Condoleezza Rice on The View was out there saying that her father used guns to repel the Ku Klux Klan from their home. And there's a perfect example, especially as Antifa starts to go violent across the country. And again, the gun grabbers are out there saying, don't worry, the police will protect you. Yeah, they did a really bang-up job of that, so to speak, down in Florida, didn't they? Now, up in Oregon, there's a young man. He's 20 years old, And he's filed a lawsuit against Dick's and Walmart for discrimination because the stores have, on their own regard, restricted gun sales to those over 21. There was no law passed. They just did it on their own, and now they're up for an age discrimination lawsuit. Now, normally age discrimination lawsuits are something that you see with the elderly, but this is legitimate. This kid is experiencing age discrimination from Dick's and Walmart's. And he's doing the right thing about it. He's going to court on this thing. Meanwhile, of course, the gun grabbers are out there saying that Russia is behind the gun rights movement. It's all a Russian plot to make sure we all have guns so that we just kill each other off. I'm not kidding. That's what they actually said. Forgetting that when the population is armed, the occurrence of crime and violence actually goes down. But these days, anything that doesn't go your way, oh, it's Russia's fault. Got to be Russia's fault here. All right, we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, Hawaii's own Representative Tulsi Gabbard, I really like her. I agree with about 80% of the things that she's saying. And she's introduced a bill called Securing America's Elections Act to ensure the integrity of this November's elections. Yeah, it's really necessary. And she's out there saying it's kind of strange because you've got all these members of Congress who are out there screaming that Russia is interfering with our elections, but Tulsi's not getting a lot of support on this bill. And basically, the obvious conclusion is both parties are themselves hacking elections, and they don't want to surrender that ability because then they have to rely on the people's vote, and they don't want to do that. Now, Judicial Watch has filed two lawsuits for the OHR Fusion GPS documents. Tom Fitton is out there saying the Justice Department needs to come clean about this scandal. Because once again, the Justice Department is apparently covering up misconduct targeting President Trump. Now, Bruce Orr, a top justice official in the Obama administration, had an obvious conflict of interest to his wife Nellie's work with the Clinton DNC vendor Fusion GPS on the anti-Trump dossier. A lot of conflicts of interest out there. Now, it turns out that one of the Mueller witnesses is an Australian, former Australian Foreign Minister Alexander Downer, has a link to the Clinton Foundation. He's another one of the insiders, the Clinton insiders. And apparently, this was the source of the tip in 2016 that prompted the whole Russia-Trump investigation. So it all tracks back to this guy. This guy did the whisper campaign and said, I think Trump is working for Russia. Before that, he had arranged one of the largest foreign donations to Bill and Hillary Clinton's charitable foundation, which actually didn't do that much charity. It was basically $25 million in aid from Australia. And a lot of people in the U.S. were saying, why is that going on? And as a matter of fact, the people of Australia were saying, why are you sending our tax dollars to the Clinton Foundation? But something was going on there. This guy's another one of these deep state narcocracy shills, if you will. Now, what's interesting is you look at Jeff Sessions, and everybody's saying, do something, do something, do something. And 4 months ago, Sessions said he needed a factual basis in order to appoint a second special counsel. He didn't need a factual basis for the Robert Mueller investigation. That was based entirely on the dossier, which was unsubstantiated at the time and is now known to have been a work of fiction. So if there's no dossier, there's no Mueller investigation. And again, the double standard is just staggering. There's plenty of factual information. Even the FBI admitted Hillary Clinton committed felony violations of Title 18. That's enough factual information for a further investigation and indictments. Now, Jason Chaffetz wants the Fast and Furious investigation to be reopened. That's the one where the same U.S. government that is telling you you cannot have sporting rifles was sending assault weapons down to Mexican drug gangs. And of course, the Department of Justice and Attorney General Jeff Sessions are refusing. No, there will not be another investigation into Fast and Furious. Now, getting onto the case of Sam Nunberg, basically, as you know, yesterday he was out there saying he was not going to respond to a subpoena from Robert Mueller. He was going to tear it up. And apparently overnight he had a change of heart, or he got a phone call, because today he's saying that, yes, he will cooperate. So that was a bit of a flash in the pan. Interesting little article over at Rolling Stone, another one by Matt Taibbi, and it's called The New Blacklist. And basically he's talking about the return of McCarthyism, where anybody who doesn't agree with what the U.S. government is doing or what the corporate media is saying is automatically presumed to be some kind of a Russian agent. If you're a supporter of Donald Trump, you're presumed to be a Russia collaborator. It's a smear job. And Trump was supported by plain, ordinary, everyday Americans. They're not Russian agents, but not according to CNN. If you're a Trump supporter, you're a Russian agent. And I think what they're trying to do is use shunning, if you will, to try and get people to stop voting GOP this November. Oh, if you vote for the Republicans, if you support Trump, you must be a Russian agent. We're going to round you all up and put you in camps like we did to the Japanese in World War II. Now, MSNBC has just gone completely overboard with Russiagate, and their coverage of Russiagate outweighs its coverage of other issues, like the U.S.-backed humanitarian disaster in Yemen, and the network's refusal to correct the disparity could lead to dangerous conclusions. And the group Fairness and Accuracy in Media basically studied MSNBC and said, overwhelmingly, MSNBC is pushing the Russia propaganda, the Russia bashing. MSNBC ran nearly 5,000% more segments that mentioned Russia than segments that mentioned Yemen. That's why we call them prostitutes and correspondents. Now, there is a book in PDF form that we have linked to the front page of What Really Happened. And the title is From Russia with Money. Kind of a play on the James Bond movie. Here is where it's going. Now, we've talked before about the ChinaGate scandal. Back in 1996, Bill Clinton was running for re-election, and using his authority as president, he authorized the transfer of militarily sensitive technology to China while Chinese money was pouring into his re-election campaign through some Chinese-American citizens to make it all look legal. And there was briefly an investigation. It was called ChinaGate. And it came to an end because apparently the White House email server suffered a catastrophic failure and there had been no backup tapes. We've heard that one before. Well, this book is making the case that Hillary Clinton did exactly the same thing all over again. At the same time they were getting ready to do this Uranium One deal as part of the Russian reset, Hillary Clinton, as Secretary of State, authorized the transfer of sensitive military technology to Russia, and the Russian money poured into the Clinton Foundation. And the FBI investigated this. The U.S. Army investigated this. They were saying all kinds of technology was being sent over there that represented a threat to our nation. And, of course, nothing was done about it. But I have to wonder, is this how Putin got all his new wonder weapons built so fast? Because the U.S. was working on hypersonic technology. And so if you have this group of scientists working on hypersonic technology and this group of scientists working on hypersonic technology, and you steal what these scientists have done and you merge it with what these scientists have done, obviously they have a huge advantage. They've got twice as much data and information to work with. So, of course, they're going to get to the finish line quicker. So download this PDF and save it, because this is a major, major scandal. This is even worse than Uranium One. This is betrayal of our country. And finally, getting on back to Hillary's email server, which, by the way, still to this date has not had a forensic analysis done on it. Nobody's looked at it. Apparently, FBI agent Peter Strzok was informed that Hillary Clinton's private email server had been broken into based on the metadata on there, and he didn't follow up. Nothing was done. Hands off. Now, remember, Guccifer, the hacker was inside Hillary's email server, said he saw at least 10 other foreign IPs logged into the system going through the files. So was Hillary operating an espionage operation while Secretary of State? Was Peter Strzok told to stand down and don't interfere with it? Now, getting on back to Vladimir Putin's State of the Union speech, the warmongers, of course, have seized on that last part about the new wonder weapons to say, see, Russia's being aggressive. Russia's planning to kill us all. We need more money for our military to counter his new wonder weapons. Mr. Putin's message was actually, nuclear war remains unthinkable. Please stop thinking about it. That was what his message was all about. But Putin made his speech, and the U.S. is now well on its way to a Soviet-style bankruptcy in response. Now, one of the things that helped bring down the Soviet Union is the Soviet Union, in response to Reagan's Strategic Defense Initiative, or Star Wars, bankrupted itself, trying to catch up. And they needn't have done that because SDI cost the U.S. huge amounts of money. In fact, that was the period when the U.S. went from being the world's largest creditor nation to the world's largest debtor nation. And they didn't really come up with anything of real useful value. But if Putin is bluffing about his new weapons, he is replaying Reagan's strategy back at us and counting on the greed of the military-industrial complex to make it work. And so far, it seems to be working because all the military people are out there saying, oh, we must have more money. We absolutely must have more money. And the U.S. already outspends every other country. The U.S. spends more on the weaponry of war and the machinery of death than the next 26 nations combined, 25 of whom are supposed to be our friends. Now, interesting story from Russia Insider. Apparently, Moscow Stadium, huge crowd showed up for an opportunity to sing the Russian anthem with Vladimir Putin. He's very popular there. It looks like, barring massive election fraud, that he's going to win his next election. The Western media is out there already trying to undermine this by saying that they were all ordered to be there. That 130,000 people, Putin ordered them to be there. It's like when North Korea sent those cheerleaders down to the Olympics, and every media story about the cheerleaders always had something in there. You know, they're vulnerable to rape. They're told one mistake and they'll go to jail. And just all this other nonsense, trying to undermine the beauty of the moment. And they were very lovely young ladies, and they were very, very good at what they do. That's the job of the media, to demonize the enemies, to tell you who your enemies are. But we're all big boys, and we're all big girls, and we can decide for ourselves who our enemies are. And they appear to be much closer to home than North Korea or Russia or Iran. Now, the White House is once again considering a military escalation against Syria based on the claim of a gas exposure in eastern Ghouta. They've done this one before. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Or, if at first you don't succeed, lie again. Seems to be the motto of the U.S. government and the corporate media. The United States does not want to give up on Syria. They don't want to have another defeat, no matter how much it costs in other people's money or children. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. Okay, I'm not hearing music. There it is.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, if you would like to support Republic Broadcasting Network, the postal address to send a check or money order is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or if you want to pledge to be a recurring subscriber, the phone number is 800-724-2719, extension 03. And folks, we really do need the money. If you're not able to help us out, we're going to have to start selling the control room technicians for medical experiments. Now, getting back on over to the war zones, emphasis on the plural, the militants are retreating under the Syrian army pressure in eastern Ghouta. The Syrian army is winning with Russia's help, and that's why the U.S. is looking for any excuse where they can go back on in and start attacking Syria's army, because they're using gas on people. They have nuclear weapons. They have a Death Star. So we've been at war in Syria for 7 years. That's a very long time to be at war. Not as long, of course, as Afghanistan. But all of these cities in Syria are under siege by these terrorist groups supported by Western powers. Now, the media is out there trying to say, oh, no, this is all the fault of Assad and Syria, and it's all the fault of Russia. but we know they're lying. It's always the safe assumption. Given how much we've been lied to already, it is wise and prudent to assume anything coming out of a politician's mouth or a corporate media talking head is sheer, utter nonsense. You can't rely on anything out of corporate media except the sports scores and the weather, and they're not all that good on the weather. That's why you have to become your own researcher, your own analyst. You got to think for yourself, people. That's what the government is really afraid of, that you're going to think for yourself instead of just believing as you're told to believe. Now, there's an article out of Russia Today, what the mainstream media isn't telling you about Eastern Ghouta. And it's basically pointing out how the corporate media is still trying to say that the people causing all the violence are these moderate rebels. They're freedom fighters. And this is all the fault of Bashar al-Assad. And they're just massacring civilians out of villainous bloodlust. No, it's a little more complex than that. The terrorists are refusing to allow the civilians to leave because they want more civilians dead, because they know the media will blame it on Syria and Russia. Now, the U.S. has come under criticism because, as you know, there was this humanitarian pause every day that's been set up by Russia. And Russia is now saying that Washington, D.C. is basically flouting this U.N. resolution on Syria. It is preventing the militants it controls from launching daily raids on the Syrian army troops in eastern Ghouta and shelling the capital of Damascus. The U.S. isn't playing by the rules. I'm sure the U.S. is going to say, we don't really have that much control over the militants. Yeah, you do. Stop sending them weapons. Stop sending them food. Stop paying them. Most of them are mercenaries anyway. You stop sending those checks, peace will break out. Now, down on the border with Turkey, Turkish pressure is now so great against Syria, the Kurds have halted their operations against ISIS in order to turn and basically fight the Turks. The Kurds may be Kurds, but they're also Syrians, and they're seeing this incursion as an invasion of their country. So that is starting to escalate, and it's going to escalate even more because Erdogan is calling for mobilization of army reserves in Syria. He's out there making speeches saying, we need to bring our reserves up. Basically, he's saying Turkish men who have already served in the army need to be ready to go to Syria. Now, Turkish men are subject to conscription when they reach the age of 20, and they are required to mobilize until the age of 41. So we're talking full-on war about to break out here. Now, a Russian military plane has crashed in Syria, killing 26 passengers and 6 crew members. The plane came down just 1,600 feet short of the runway at Khmeimim Air Base near the city of Latakia. And the initial indications, it was a mechanical malfunction. The aircraft was not taking fire at the time. But still, it's a tragedy anyway. Now, over in Iraq, interestingly enough, Press TV is saying Iraq and the U.S. may be heading to a clash over the American military presence because, as you know, Iraq's parliament has approved a bill to demand a timetable for the withdrawal of U.S. troops from the country. And MPs have assigned Prime Minister Hadi al-Abadi, by virtue of the same bill, to take an appropriate measure in the same direction. Now, Ron Paul is out there saying, after 15 years, maybe we should listen to the Iraqi parliament. Not going to happen. And after we come back from this commercial break, I will explain exactly why.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
What really so here, and we're talking about the situation in Iraq, where Iraq's parliament has approved a bill to demand a timetable for the withdrawal of U.S. troops from the country. And members of parliament have assigned Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi, based on that bill, to take the appropriate measures in the same direction. In other words, find out when the Americans are leaving. Here's where it gets interesting. The head of NATO, Jens Stoltenberg, is saying the NATO troops are staying in Iraq, which includes the U.S. forces, because that same Iraq Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has sent NATO a written request saying, we need you to stay in the country. That's what NATO was claiming. Well, they didn't come up with this letter anytime until just now. It was a big hush-hush secret, apparently. But apparently, al-Abadi did not bother mentioning it to the parliament, or the people of Iraq, or the letter's a forgery. And we know that forged documents form a major part of U.S. foreign policy. Remember the Iraqi yellow cake document? That turned out to be a forgery. Now, Netanyahu has basically issued a statement about his meeting with Donald Trump, basically saying that it was all about Iran. Iran, 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 Iran. They said they discussed the Palestinians for maybe 15 minutes. Now, there's a story over on Mondo Weiss, and it's basically quoting Colonel Lawrence Wilkerson saying, Israel is trying to suck America into an Iranian war that could lead to a world war. Now, remember back when we were getting ready to go into Iraq, Israel was out there as a cheerleader, and Bibi was out there with his pom-poms and his short skirt saying, yes, go America, stomp on Iraq. Blood makes the grass grow. Blood makes the grass grow. And now they're doing it again. They don't want to pay for the war. But that's what the U.S. taxpayer is for. And they don't want to risk their precious children in war. That's what America's children are for. So once again, Iran is cheerleading for the United States to attack another nation in the Middle East. Now, Iran, well aware that Israel is arm-twisting the U.S. to launch a war, well aware that Donald Trump is fully on board with that plan and is thinking about unilaterally pulling out of the P5+1 deal, Iran has very gently reminded everybody they can resume enriching weapons-grade uranium in less than 48 hours. Now, the JCPOA, they're already enriching uranium up to 3.67% for their power stations. And they gave up the 432 pounds of medium-enriched uranium they possessed. That was about 20% enrichment. And they gave up all but 600 pounds of the 15,000 pounds of low-enriched uranium they had. But they've still got the machinery. It's all still there. And I'm sure that Iran was hedging their bets by keeping it maintained. If Trump pulls out of the P5+1 deal and Israel goes on screaming war, war, war quickly, that's the only way they're going to save themselves from being invaded. Now, according to a report from Palestinian aid groups, Israeli crop dusting planes who were not invited are flying over Gaza's farmlands and spraying the crops with toxic chemicals, which, of course, is causing heavy losses to Palestinian farmers. They don't have a crop to sell, causing increase in the hunger. All of this is illegal under international law. Now, as you know, AIPAC is having their big conference here in Washington, in which everybody gets up there and pledges, you know, Israel, Israel, Uber, Alice. And AIPAC is now expressing concern that progressive Democrats are kind of abandoning Israel. They don't want to be involved anymore. They're not fanatical supporters of Israel. Maybe we're just all tired of hearing Israel whine all the time. Maybe we're all suffering Israel burnout. You ever think about that? Now, over at the Forward, they have an article that it is well past time for AIPAC to register as a foreign agent, because that's what they are. They are an agent for the nation of Israel. And you want to talk about interference in our internal domestic politics, look at AIPAC. Huge amounts of money going to candidates who promise to be loyal to Israel. Huge amounts of money going to the opponents of candidates who question Israel. They have tremendous influence with the corporate media. Everybody wants to scream that Russia's meddling in our system. And they don't have any evidence about it. But you look around and you see the obvious evidence of Israeli meddling in our system, in our media, in our politics, in our elections. Why is that not considered a bad thing? Now, as you know, Al Jazeera has produced two recent documentaries. The first one was on the Israel lobby in Great Britain, and it caused a huge upset when it came on out. It turns out the second one is on the Israel lobby here in the United States of America, and already they're trying to put diplomatic pressure on Qatar so that this documentary never gets out. They don't want you to see it. They don't want you to see it. But one of the things that is in it is it isn't just AIPAC that should register as a foreign agent. Apparently, there are a whole bunch of organizations like the neoconservative think tank Foundation for Defense of Democracies. It's functioning as an agent of the Israeli government. Now, according to a source who's seen the documentary, it contains footage of a powerful Israeli official claiming, "We have FDD. We have others working on this." And FDD is not registered as a foreign agent. I hope that documentary gets leaked out onto the... If it's shown in theaters, I will buy a ticket and see it. If it's on pay-per-view, I'll pay the money to see it. If it gets blocked and banned, it must be leaked onto the internet. That's what we had to do with Conspiracy of Silence, documentary about the pedophile scandal, the Franklin scandal. Pressure was put on the TV networks to basically bury it. And the VHS copies were all bought up en masse and destroyed. But an editing tape surfaced. Now, Lindsey Graham is out there saying that the Israeli government is requesting ammunition from the U.S. as well as U.S. diplomatic support for when Israel starts striking civilian targets in Lebanon. They want to attack apartment buildings, hospitals, and schools. And their excuse is Hezbollah is hiding in those buildings. Now, the U.S. Navy is boosting its Mediterranean presence, and apparently this has nothing to do with Russia or Syria or anything else. Exxon is getting ready to explore for oil offshore of Cyprus. And as you know, there's a little bit of tension between Cyprus and Turkey. And they're working in an area where Turkey blocked an Eni drilling ship from prospecting in February. So the U.S. is coming in to basically protect Cyprus oil drillers. Now, over in Korea, things are getting very, very interesting. And obviously, the two delegations and Kim Jong-un met and started talking and started sending signals to Washington, D.C. They're willing to talk peace. They're willing to stop their nuclear program for security guarantees. Now, I can't believe that the North Korean government is that dumb, because the U.S. has played this game before. Surrender your weapons of deterrence, and we promise we won't invade you. And then they get invaded. So I've been saying all along, what may really be happening inside that meeting house between the two delegations is they're talking reunification. And according to a story that came out of the Express in Great Britain, yeah, Kim Jong-un is saying he's now open to the idea of reunification. Moon Jae-in has been in favor of the Sunshine Policy all along. If they walk out of that building and say, we're now one united country, what's the U.S. government going to do? Bomb them anyway? Bomb Seoul, South Korea? Now, Trump is out there hailing the progress on North Korea, but warns against false hope. Don't get your hopes up, because they don't want peace. They want the war. Another article here, and we've talked about this one before as well. Press TV. An analyst has concluded, whenever there is an easing of tensions between the two Koreas, Washington sends a signal to Seoul to pull back. And I have absolutely no doubt that Washington, D.C. is on the teletype or the phone or the email to Seoul right now saying, no reunification. Don't you dare do it. Isn't that really up to the Koreans? Now, the USS Carl Vinson is in port in Vietnam, the first U.S. warship to be in a Vietnamese port since the end of the Vietnam War in 1975. And it seems that the U.S. may be trying to bring Vietnam into this little clique to deter China. And so far, it's Japan, Australia, and India. Now they're trying to get Vietnam in there. We'll see what happens. I don't think it's really been long enough for the people of Vietnam to have forgotten what America did in their country. China reveals the largest defense budget in 3 years. They know what's coming. They're starting to get ready for it. Now, down in Somalia, strategic progress remains elusive in America's expanded air campaign against al-Shabaab. And I'm willing to bet that most of you probably had forgotten we also had a war going on in Somalia. But in 2017, the United States conducted twice as many airstrikes against al-Shabaab as it did in 2016, 31 strikes compared to 15. Last week, U.S. Africa Command, or AFRICOM, launched an airstrike that killed two al-Shabaab members near Jilib, the post stronghold of the Somali jihadist organization allied with al-Qaeda. But al-Qaeda kind of works for us. I smell another regime change in the air. Remember, Africa is a ripe target. It is the largest store of undeveloped natural resources on the planet. Most other places have been mined out, fished out, panned out. Africa is just full of stuff. And that's the new prize in the new world wars. Who gets Africa? Story out of 12160. According to a whistleblower or leak, the CIA was actually behind Operation Fast and Furious. And the government allowed the Mexican drug cartels to import tons of cocaine. Now, for those of us who have been following the Cocaine Importation Agency's adventures since Arkansas in the 1980s, this is not going to be a surprise. The CIA has been buddy-buddy with all these drug cartels all this time, and the CIA profits handsomely from their license to smuggle. Another story in 12160. New Fast and Furious documents confirm exactly what Eric Holder wanted to hide. And it comes from an internal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Public Affairs Talking Points memorandum in which the ATF acknowledged that Fast and Furious was being used to push for more gun control. By saying, look at all those out-of-control guns down there. We can't let that happen here. We caused that down there. Amazing. And the hypocrisy. The U.S. is sending deadly weapons, fully automatic weapons, or burst weapons, rather, to terrorists and to drug lords. But we're not allowed to have the semi-automatic versions. That's the double standard and the hypocrisy, which tells us how criminal our entire government has become. They're doing business with criminals. They're doing business with terrorists. They're doing business with druggies. Washington, D.C. isn't a capital. It's a crime scene. Now, two of the Navy officers who've been charged in the Fat Leonard scandal are heading to court-martial hearings today in separate courtrooms at the Naval Base Norfolk in Virginia. This is Captain John F. Steinberger and Commander Jason Starmer are going to have their cases heard at a general court-martial. Now, the scandal, we talked about this before, it gets its name from a 6-foot, 3-inch tall, 350-pound Malaysian businessman named Leonard Glenn Francis, nicknamed Fat Leonard, who also ran Glen Defense Marine Asia, a Singapore-based company that provided resupply and port services to Navy ships in Asia and Seventh Fleet. Francis admitted last year to cheating the Navy for $35 million. He has yet to be sentenced. Some 60 U.S. naval officers are caught up in this web of corruption. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
And you can't make that up. What a name, Fat Leonard Scandal, huh?
Yep.
Mike, I got a complaint about, two of your callers the other day. One was from San Francisco. Now, I thought Bill Clinton balanced the budget by taking money out of Social Security.
Yes, he did.
He looted Social Security. That gentleman admitted that.
Yeah, I noticed. He was going so fast, I couldn't get a word in there, and I think that was his intention. We're getting targeted by a lot of shill callers these days.
And the gentleman from Puerto Rico saying, you know, Trump's doing a good job. Trump hasn't done anything. He's either
no,
not
he
doing anything. He's being hampered by the deep state. Or, you know, Mike, I'm starting to think Trump has his own deep state that's coming into power. I think this is a battle of oligarchies. This is what it's coming down to. I mean, look at the...
It could very well be. It could very well be. I mean, if you go on back again to, say, the middle of the last century, most of our political structure, the power families, had gotten rich off of alcohol during Prohibition. And so what we were seeing was a war of the oligarchies between the old alcohol money and the new illicit drug money. And it made our country a lot worse. Dustin, stay on the line. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility. Provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our
bodies. And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Dustin in New Jersey. And Dustin, it's you can almost feel this war coming on, can't you?
Yeah, oh yeah, it's like all the chess pieces are being moved around. I mean, my God, Mike, Trump ran as we're in a big fat bubble. He ran on bringing the troops home and stopping all this foreign, getting
so did Obama.
Yeah.
So did Obama. Obama was out there saying, my first day as president, I will end the war and I will bring our troops home. And we got lied to again.
Yeah.
And we need to understand, we're always being lied to by the government, by the corporate media. We've got to stop believing and trusting these people. We're in this abusive relationship. We're suffering citizen abuse at the hands of the government and the media.
Yeah, how many more people are we going to vote for that pull us, play us as fools? I mean, Mike, you know what crushed me? That caller from San Francisco was right on a few points about, like, Carl Icahn. Right there, he had inside information like Martha Stewart had. You know, I mean, this is the
yes.
kind of crap, you know, that we got to deal with. And then everybody else gets shafted, you know. Trump's a lost cause. Sorry to say it, but he's.
I'm afraid you're right. The only way I'll support him in 2020 is if Hillary runs again.
But that's what we come to, Mike. The empire, as emperor has no clothes, and the empire is basically coming to a close. We had Hillary Clinton versus Trump. That this of all the people in this country, this is what we ended up. With doesn't that tell anybody something? I know people still
yeah.
support Trump, but I mean, it's come to time. You got to drop him. You know, I mean, like I don't know how many more chances he's going to get. Why is Sessions still there? Why hasn't he fired anybody in the CIA, the NSA, and the DIA and the FBI? He has the power. He hasn't done anything like that. What is he waiting for? You know, the last day of his, you know, of his term? I mean, I don't understand. Those people should have all been gone. He let these people come about him, you know? Like, he could have got rid of these people the first day and they wouldn't have been having to deal with this crap, you know?
I agree with you on that one. I've been saying that was Trump's biggest mistake coming into the White House. He wanted to be magnanimous in victory and keep the holdovers, thinking that because he was now the boss that they would be loyal and obedient, because that's the way it works in business. It's not the way it works in Washington, D.C. Everybody has an agenda. Everybody has secret connections and secret controllers.
But I mean, like, you know, we talked about the trade, the tariffs and stuff. All the tariffs are is a tax on the American people, because you'll be paying more for that six-pack of canned beer, washing machines, cars, this or that. You know, I mean, it's a sneaky tax, just like Obamacare
yes.
was. It's a sneaky, you know, it's not benefit. The steel companies are not going to build new factories. Like you said, it's the Rust Belt. That's the name for a reason.
Yes.
That's all I got to say, Mike.
All right, well, listen. Yeah, Dustin, we got to let you go. We got to take a station identification break, and we'll be back with hour two after these few words.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.